So you gotta come explain that gospel to me. You gave me the thumbs up. When somebody
No, no, I mean, that's cool what you guys are doing, and you know, fighting this battle in the secular world. I mean, so
are you a believer?
I am. I'm actually a Lutheran.
A Lutheran.
Missouri.
There's a guy that talked to you right here.
Yeah, I came out of the Lutheran church. Yeah.
So where are you guys with the whole, who's the synagogue of Satan, when Jesus was talking about? Who is he talking about?
Well, we will tell you that the entire church system is the synagogue of Satan, including the Lutherans.
Some more than others, but yes.
Who's Luther?
Martin Luther?
Who was he?
Well, he was a Catholic priest. He married a nun.
Yep.
He did his 95 thesis, and he wrote a book on the Jews and their lies. You knew that, of course.
And he agreed with killing them.
Yep. Throw them off the Elbe.
He said, baptize them with a rock around their neck. So this,
Abraham, yes.
So this is a wicked man that supposedly people name a church body of Christ after.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, but
I
wait.
I think Jesus was anti-Semitic.
But no, Jesus wasn't anti-Semitic.
Was.
No. He was anti-Pharisee.
I'm not going to convince you.
He was anti-Pharisee. What scripture verse says he was anti-Jew? He was a Jew.
No, he wasn't. He was a Hebrew.
Jesus was a Jew, a Hebrew. Same thing. I'm talking about the same thing.
Dude, no.
No, you're talking about Judaism. That's different. Judaism is different.
I'm talking.
Paul says to the Greek and the Jews. Right. That's talking about the Hebrews.
Right. No, it's too different. When they came out of Babylon, they started reading the
Let's talk about the gospel. What is the gospel? How do you find eternal life?
Through Jesus.
How?
I don't know. How do you do that?
Explain
it. Accept Jesus?
Explain it to him. How do you find eternal life?
First is faith in Jesus Christ.
Right. Oh, that's kind of what I didn't think I had a drill down that.
Right.
After that, you got to repent.
Right. There is no salvation without repentance.
Explain what repentance is.
You got to
turn away.
Turn.
From what?
Sin. Sinful behavior.
So what is sin? Explain to him what's sin in the Lutheran faith to help him.
Transgression from the law.
Yeah, transgression from the
law. Dude, I've been around the block a few times myself. Yes. So.
But Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays. There would be sin.
Of course.
Worldliness is sin. Living like the culture is sin. The whole church system that God did design, the building centered faith, the Lutheran baptizing babies, catechism, one guy dressed up in a garb.
Baptism of infants. I don't think that's right.
But that's so all of that. So if you know that's the gospel, well, that's the start of it, faith and repentance.
Right.
Then he said you have to be born again.
Right.
What else do you have to do?
You have to walk in holiness and obedience to the scriptures because you love God.
Right.
Those that love me
and
keep
my commandments. Our purpose is here to give him praise
and
glory.
Amen.
Right?
And the last part of the gospel is you got to endure. So I have a question. Can you do that in the Lutheran faith?
What, endure?
No. Can you obey God, follow God, worship God? Can you worship in
Lutherans out there, man. I'm telling
you. Can you worship God? Can you worship God in spirit and truth, keeping all those lies of Lutheranism?
Which lies are those? Throwing the Jews off the bridge.
Pagan holidays, worldliness. Right. They don't teach women to cover their heads. They don't teach you to come out of the culture.
Right.
So my encouragement to you, because we love you, is that you need to test the Lutheran faith and see if you go there and sing and pray with them, you're united to them. Jesus said in Mark 7, you're worshiping them in vain. Are you worshiping God in vain with your false tradition?
Right.
You need to repent of that and come out of the world. Otherwise, you're going to lose your soul.
And then be guys like you. You are not affiliated with anything.
No. We would reject. Well,
that's cool. Hey,
we would be home fellowship Christians, but we don't need a man-made denomination because it's made of man.
I agree.
Right? So
agree with that.
So we need Christ. So that's what I'm saying. I'd encourage you, because I love you, that you got to come out of every false way.
Yeah. But no, it's a journey, right? I mean, it's a lifelong journey for people.
It is, but if you know about sin today and you stay in it and you die, what's going to happen to you?
Well, it depends who you listen to.
Hebrews 10:26 says, if you live in willful sin.
Who wrote Hebrews?
Who wrote Hebrews? Yeah, I believe Paul did. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't matter. It's congruent with the rest of the Bible.
Actually, I'm not a big Paul fan.
Oh, wow. Wow, Jesus picked him to.
No, he didn't.
Acts 9, Jesus picked
scales from his eyes and all that.
Jesus picked Paul. You don't even believe that? He said, you'll be my emissary to go to the Gentiles in Acts 9.
Paul?
Apostle Paul? Absolutely.
He never met Paul.
Jesus met him on the road to Damascus.
Someone appeared before him.
Oh, wow. You don't even have the word of God. You're in grave danger, sir. We're going to go over here under the roof. You're in grave danger. You need to repent.
Well, thank you for the.
You need to repent.
Thank you.